My Vani Bossi Bidvarech was on the bottom of Ayin Vav on the base. Mar mentioned Pasuk by Daniel. So the Pasuk ends, Vani Bossi Bidvarech. I was able to come because of your words. So what does that mean? Hainu Dixi, Vishivim Ish Mezikne Beis Yisrael, Vyozniyo Ben Shofan Omeid Besochan, Omdim Uthnehem, Vish Maktarto Biyodo, Vatar Anan Haktoris Ole, Vayishlach Tavnis Yad, Vikocheni Betsitsis Roshi, Vatisa Osi Ruach Ben Horis Ven Hashemayim, Vatove Osi Yerushalayma, Vimaros Elohim, El Pesach Shar Hapnimis, Haponet Svona. Pasuk, Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel says that he was transported prophetically to Yerushalayim. He was in Galus, and he was transported to Yerushalayim, and he saw the following: "V'maros Elokim apesoch shara pnimis aponet tzifona, asher sham moshav seimil hakina hamikane." And there, in the in the Beis Hamikdash, was the pesel that they had put up. And vayavei osi al chaser Beis Hashem apnimis v'hine pesach heichal Hashem bein ha'ulam bein ha'mizbeach. And he saw 25 people with their backs towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim and their faces towards the sun. And they were bowing to the sun. It says that they were facing east. Obviously, their back was to the west, which was to the Heichal. So why do you have to say "Uvachorehem el Heichal Hashem"? Elamatam edlomar acharehem el Heichal Hashem. Alamid shayu pori matzman. They uncovered their backside. Vayu matrizim klapi mata, and they defecated in front of the Heichal. Right, to kibiyochel, to embarrass, to insult the Rabbanu Shalom in worship of the sun. Omar laKodesh Baruch Hu Michoel. Michoel sorcho masecha. No, Rashi, well, we didn't go yet. Okay, so the Michoel is basically the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. Even though Klal Yisrael has no Tsarim, they're directly ruled by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the other 70 nations, each one has its Malach. But Michoel is a Tsar insofar that he pleads the case of Klal Yisrael. He's Mavakish Rachamim on Klal Yisrael. Or, in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanu Shel Olam deals with us directly. But in Chutz La'aretz, we also have Sarim. And in the Chutz La'aretz, then, in Cheskel was already in Galus. So the, what's it called? Therefore, Michoel was the Tsar of Klal Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rabban Shalom said to Michoel, Sorcha umosecha. Omer lefana ribona shalom. Dayu letovim shoahem. Let the tzaddikim protect the Rishoy. Sorry for some of the no, all of them are going to be sorry, even the tzaddikim. Why? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos we learn that they could have been moche in the Rishoyim, and they weren't moche. They could have protested what the other ones were doing. Mayad vayomer leish lovu shabadim, that's Gavriel. Vayomer bo el binos legalgal el tachas lekruv umalecho fanecho gach leish. Go between the galgal, underneath the kruv. These are all different kinds of malachim. And take a handful of coals, mi binos la kruvin, uzrok al ha'ir, and throw it on the city. All of this is spiritual forces that set into motion the peronius that was going to come on Yerushalayim. So it was represented by taking these coals and throwing it on the city. But again, it's an allegory for spiritual forces that were set into motion to bring this destruction. Vayavola einai miyad, right? The Malach Gavriel came immediately. Vayishlach akruves yado mi binos lekruvim el ha'esh asher binos akruvim vayisha vayetin el chofni levush habadim. The kruv took the coals and put them into the hand of Gavriel. Vayikach vayetze. He took them and he went out. Omer Avchana bar Bizna, Omer Av Shimon Chasida, il mole lo nitztarenu gecholim miyodo shol kruv, liyodo shol Gavriel, lo nishtayru misoneim shal Yisrael, sorry to Paulit. had Gavriel done exactly what he was told, to take the coals himself and throw them on the city, the destruction would have been complete. But he didn't. He took them from the hands of the kruv. So they cooled down a little bit between the hand of the kruv giving it over to Gavriel. And that cooling down made the destruction not complete. Uksiv v'hinei ha'ish levush habadim asher hikasta ha'keses b'mosnav meshiv dover leimor. And then Gavriel came back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he said, and he had a slate on his around his waist, and he said, Asisi kasher tzivisoni, I did what you told me. I took the coals and threw them on the city. Amar Rav Yochanan, ba'oso shol, shil the Gavriel me'achori apargud. They threw Gavriel from out inside the curtain. That's the place that's called the mechitz of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was thrown out. And they hit him with 60 makas of fire. Right? If you wouldn't have done anything, you would have said you don't want to go and punish the Jewish people, you want to wait, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam will change his mind, maybe they'll do tshuva. Okay, we can understand that. But you already did what you were told. Why didn't you do what you were told? Why didn't you take the coals yourself? Why didn't you take them from the crew? And once you did what you did, don't you know that you're not supposed to come back and report something bad? Ain meshivin al kalkola. Say by what's it called? By Esther, that when Esther told Mordechai that she wasn't going to go to the king, so Hatach didn't report back to Mordechai what she said. So I saw the Dubiel, Sora de Parsoi, Vaokme Bechariké. They brought Dubiel, who's the Tsar of Persia, and they put him in the place of Michoel. In other words, in place of asking Rachmim on Klal Yisrael, now there was the Tsar of Poras who were going to have shlit over Klal Yisrael. The Shemesh Esrim Ve'echad Yom, for 21 days, Dubiel took the place of Gavriel. Hainu Dechsiv, the Tsar Malchus Poras Omed Lenegdi Esrim Ve'echad Yom. So it says that the archangel of Poras stood opposite me for 21 days. The Hine Michoel Echad Asor Marishonim Bol Azreni. And Michoel came to help. Vanino Tarti Shom Eitzel Malche Poras. And I remained there by the Sorim of Poras, the angels. Yoavule Esrim V'chad Malche Uparviso Demashik. And because of this, Persia was given 21 malachim and the port of Mashik. Omar k'sivu li Yisrael b'charga kostulei. So he asked that the Jews should be given over to pay a head tax, and it was granted. All of these again are gzeiros min haShamayim that later became gzeiros al haaretz. But all this is going on in Shamayim, the original spiritual gzeiros that eventually became actual gzeiros. Ksivili rabbonim b'charga kostulei. Give me permission to take the tax from the rabbonim too, and they gave him permission. The idna of the bol and michtam, when they wanted to sign the decree, omad Gavriel me'achori apargot. Gavriel came from outside the curtain where he was thrown out. Va'omer shav lochem ashkim me'kum me'achrei sheves ochli lechem chatzovit. Kain yitei li yadiv dosheno. Right? Is it in vain that the people who sit and learn Torah get up early in the morning, go to sleep at night, and eat lechem atzovim? They torture themselves over Torah, and ki yitei li yadiv dosheno. Right? What's ki yitei li yadiv dosheno? What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yitzchok elu nishoseim shaltiva. Not only talmidei chachamim, the wives of talmidei chachamim. They stay up late waiting for their husbands to come home from learning, and they're zoch and olam haba. And so he's trying to melamed schus that Klal Yisrael have the schus of talmidei chachamim and the wives of talmidei chachamim. Does that mean anything? V'lo hishgichu alav. Nobody paid any attention to him. Omer lefadav ribono shel olam, you kol chachmei umos haolam bekaf moznayim v'daniel ish chamudos bekaf shniyah. All the wise people of the Umos HaOlam were in one side of the scale, and Daniel was on the other side. wouldn't he be machri everybody? So do it in the schus of Daniel. Daniel is a tzaddik. The Klal Yisrael deserve that they shouldn't be given over to all these decrees in the schus of Daniel. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi hu zeh shemelamed schus al bonai? Who's being melamed schus of my children? Omer lefon of ribono shelom Gavriel. Omer lehem yavo. He says, okay, you can come back into the mechitza, back into the presence of the ribono shelom. Shenemar v'ani bosi b'dvorecha. Because of you, Daniel, I was able to come back into the mechitza. Omer lehu leu. So he said, come in. Ayulu, they went, brought him in. Also, Ashkechei leDubiel, the Nokefei ligarte biyode. He saw that Dubiel, the Tsar of Paras, was holding these, this list of decrees that he had gotten permission to make these decrees against Klal Yisrael in his hand. Boy, he wanted to take it out of his hand. Bola, so he swallowed it. Some say that it was written, but it wasn't signed. It was even signed. Right? It was sealed. But when he swallowed it, he erased it. Therefore, the decree wasn't completely kept, and that's why there's some people who pay the head tax and some people who don't. Ani yotzei v'hini sar yovan bo. Oi, oi, v'lekot ashkachtei. And when I came out, I saw that that now the sar of Yovan was put up over there. In other words, the decrees that not only the Jews would be subjugated to Persia, but after would be subjugated to the Greeks also. Rashi. Levush habanim hu Gavriel, the Sefer Daniel. Okay, Gavriel is always referred to as Levush HaBadim in Sefer Daniel. Pulsei denura, maklo shel or. Whips or rods of what's it called, sticks of fire. He was beaten with 60 sticks of fire. Elo avadita klal, so he told him, if you didn't do what you were told, we would understand. Lo avadita, v'haynu matzdikim osko, we would have justified you're not doing anything. Lomar docho isadover ula yoshva kodesh baruch micharon v'yisratzelet. You were stalling for time. Maybe the Rabbanu Shalom would accept their tshuva. Maybe they do tshuva and the Rabbanu Shalom would forgive them. Kidapak ducha, but now that you already did, you weren't waiting. Why didn't you do what you were told? Sheteyata note la gichol mi binos la kruvin. Why didn't you take the coals directly from the kruvin? The atra marta la kruv l'shita moch. You told the kruv to hand it to you. And then it cooled off. B'charikedim komo, and they put Dubiel in the place of Gavriel. Omeg l'negdi, Gavriel Omer came with Daniel. Gavriel said to what's it called, to Daniel, that I see the Tsar of Poras standing opposite me. Uparvizor the Mashmehig, Nomol Shekorin port. The port of Mashmehig was given to them. It's a royal port. To Mashmehig, Dvar Malchus, Beloshin Parsi. Mashmehig means royal. So it's the royal port, Lefishu Ma'alashah Margolios, Te'aminim Rosh Hashanah. It was a port where they dived for pearls. Acharga Kesef Gugulotah, head tax. Shavlachem, Kolomer Klum, Hagunim Ha'umos, Lios Hachachom, Mishurim Biyoda. Are the Umos so fine that they deserve that the Talmidei Chachom should be put into their hands? Nikra says what Mila Talmidei Chachamim have, that they don't sleep and they don't eat and they're a moser to Torah. And not only them, but even their wives, Shafnish Shoseim and Nad Loshina Meinehim. Shavlochem Bali Umnoyus Hamashkimim Ma'achrim Amlachtim Ochli Lechem Be'etzav Yegia Kei Nitein Hazonis Ha'olam Hazonis Ha'parnos L'Yedido Sheina L'Misha Nodad Sheina B'Shvilam. Even the people who get up early in the morning, go to work or whatever, and come back and don't eat so well, their schus isn't as great as the women, the wives of Talmidei Chachamim, who deny themselves sleep for the sake of their husbands. Bossi b'dvarecha, al shidibarti bo. Since I discussed you, in talking about you, I was able to come back into the mechitz of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ashkechei leDubiel dehavi noka digarta. When he came back, he saw that Dubiel was holding the list of decrees that they agreed in Shamayim to make against Klal Yisrael. V'ani yotzei v'inei sar yovan bo, Shegiyas man malchus yovin lavo eitzei korchi shekvar nigzer gzeira. And when the time for Malchus Yavan to rule came, then I'd have to leave against my will, because that was decreed that the Yavan should have sleep over Klal Yisrael. The Sar Yavan Yavu b'mkomi, and the Sar of Yavan have to take my place. Oi oi tzoak v'tzovak gavril azos shelo yimshul Malcha Yavan b'Yisrael, cried out that this decree shouldn't come about that Malcha Yavan should have sleep over Klal Yisrael. We were discussing before how we know rechitza is called an inui. Another way we learn rechitza is an inui. Rechitza dikri inui menolon mehocha. Dechsiv ulev yosar hakoen omar hamelech anosos lecho al sodcha ki ish movesata. Uvayom hazeh lo amisicha. And David said to Yosar hakoen, go back to your field in Anosos, because you are liable to a death penalty. And I'm not going to kill you today. Kinasos es Aron Hashem lifnei David. Obviously, Shlomo said this to Eviyosar. I'm not going to kill you today, because you were the one who carried the Aron in front of my father David. And in that, I'm going to push off your execution. The Chihisanisa, the Cholashir Sana Avi, you also were tortured with all the tortures, the suffering that my father suffered. Uksibe b'David, ki amru ha'am ro'av v'ayef v'tzame b'amidbar. What were the inuyim? It says, hisane David. What were the inuyim of David? So it says in the pasuk, hungry, tired, thirsty. Ro'av milechem, hungry is from bread. Tzame is from mayim. Ayef mimay lam rechitza. Tired means he didn't wash. So you see that rechitza, not washing, is called an inuy. Where it says, no, but Dilma Minilsa Sandal, maybe it means he didn't have shoes. That was the Inui, right? Maybe Oyef means because he was walking barefoot. And that's the Inui, not Rechitza. Elom Rav Yitzchak Mehocha, different pasuk. Mayim Korim Al Nefesh Ayefa, with cold water on a tired soul, right? So you see that what's it called, that Nefesh Ayefa is talking about what's it called, not washing. Because the opposite of taking away the ayyef is putting cold water on the person. So Mara says, Dilma Mishtiya, that means to drink the water. Right? Mara says, Miksi bin nefesh ayyefa, al nefesh ayyefa. It doesn't say bin nefesh, that would be drinking it. Al nefesh means putting it on you. Ayyefa ksiv. Okay, so that's another raya that rechitza, the absence of rechitza, is called an inui. Rashi. Lev yosar hakohen. Avyasar was David's ally when he was running away from Avshalom. And you suffered with all the sufferings my father suffered. When David ran away from Avshalom, it was called an inui. And then the other pasuk describes what things he had to go through when he was running away from Avshalom. And all those things are inui. Uksiv ki amru ha'am ra'ev v'ayef etzame b'midbar. Mayim karim al nefesh ayefa, almam rechitz on mikri ayef, v'lo minil sasando. Sees that what's it called, ayef is when a person doesn't have water put on him, not from being barefoot. So therefore, if it says he was ayef, it means he didn't wash, and ayef is called an inui. V'kari le inui, d'chsiv b'chol asher esana avi, the other pasuk. That says that when he ran away from Avshalom, he was misane. And the inui was, he was oyef. And oyef is when you don't have cold water put on you. Okay. Ni'ila sasandal minolin. How do you know ni'ila sasandal is called, not wearing shoes is called an inui? Dechsiv, David ole b'malo hazesim, ole uboche, v'rosh lo chofui, yochef. Right? His head was covered, and he was going barefoot. Yochef, yochef mimai. Lav minus a sandal. Yochef does not mean without shoes. And again, that was at the same time that he was running away from Avshalom. And that was called an inui. So you see that being barefoot was also an inui. The verse says, Dilma misusha, maybe he was horseless. That's what it means. He was walking instead of riding. Umartika, without a horse whip to hit the horse. So it's Moriah that Yochef means barefoot. maybe he was just walking, and that was the inui. Elom Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mehacha, leichu pasachto hasak mi'al masnecha, v'nal chatachlos mi'al raglecha, right? Says that take off your sackcloth and take your shoes off. Uksi vayas kein haloch arom. He went wake walking naked. V'yachiv and yachiv. So mashma the watcher boy took off the sack that was naked. Took off his shoes that was yachiv. So you see, yachiv means not horseless but shoeless. Yachiv mi mai lab mi nils asando. So it says ve'ibah b'vidalayim habituloyim. Maybe he had shoes on, except that they were had holes in them. The Elo Temahachi, you don't say that he was completely barefoot. Not that he had shoes that had holes, right? Arum, Arum Mamish? He made him walk naked? When he took off the sock, he wasn't naked. Elo Begodim Beluyim. He was wearing worn out clothing. Same thing, he was wearing worn out shoes, but not shoeless completely. So therefore, maybe Yochef doesn't, Nilas Asando isn't the Inui. The Inui is you don't wear nice shoes. Maybe it means he was wearing what's it called shoes that were worn out. Mini raglech mi yochev ugronech mi tzoma mini atzmech min achet kesherei shlo yovu raglecha lidei yichuv. Right? Don't do averes that you shouldn't have to walk barefoot. Mini lashonech mi dvarim betelim. Don't speak dvarim betelim. Nor that you shouldn't have to, what's it called, be thirsty. So we see from here that Yochef means without shoes, completely. And therefore before when it said that David went Yochef, it meant he went without shoes, and that's called Inui like we have in the other pasuk. Rashi. Maratka shotasus, the whip that you hit the horse with. Ayaskein bishayek si vishayel ohoye rodu bimakeves susim. Right, and Yeshaya didn't what's it called, go in a chariot with horses. So obviously when he was going Yochef, it meant without shoes. The Yochef didei b'nilas asandalu. V'hu yigala al yichuf to David nomi d'milas asandalu. If by Yeshaya Yochef means without shoes and not without a horse, then by David it also meant without shoes. Shalo yobu raglecholi de yichuf b'tseischa begola. You won't have to go into Golis barefoot if you don't do Averis.